It's time now for Fashionista Friday with Monica Bothan from Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson, Minnesota. Well, she's got the look, and she's looking at me right across from the table here. How you doing, Monica?
I'm kind of posting these pictures as the wonderful music came on.
Snapping a few selfies here for the entertainment of the crowd out there.
So, check the Facebook page.
Right. Well, how you doing, Monica?
I'm doing wonderful. And how are you doing? And I have to give a shout out to Maynard today, how wonderful dressed he is today.
It's the only shirt I had that left that I could grab real quick. So,
You look really, really good. And I think that hat completed the outfit.
It did. You can check that out on Monica's Facebook page.
Yes,
see the hat there.
I had to put that on there.
We'll share that on Q92 a little later when I get a chance here.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I'm filling in for Paul today, and we have a lot to talk about on Fashionista Friday.
We're
going to be doing a little freight here today.
In honor of Paul.
In honor of Paul, who is a little under the weather right at the moment, but he'll be back, and he's doing well. He'll be back in action before long here. So.
That's wonderful. I think he needed a little rest.
He did. I think he's been working. He said he'd been working pretty hard, even at home now, so.
Maybe there's a honey to-do list at home, too. You never know.
I'm sure there is. Well, what's new at Monica's?
Well, yesterday? Yesterday, I got more freight in. And as I'm kind of getting the freight in on a day-to-day basis, it used to be that the freight would all come in one big, huge box. Since this COVID-19 hit, it seems like I'll get different boxes different days, which is okay. It's not overwhelming as much as getting 100 items in versus a few here and there. But I got this really super cute little 3/4 sleeve navy stripe top. And it's got a little left chest pocket. But look at that, Maynard. It's got like little, I don't know. They look almost like they're a little broken up flowers.
Little
Easter
eggs or something.
It's just really cute.
Yellow and blue. And then you got, of course, that jacket, that bright yellow jacket with it. Wow.
Lemon. So lemon jacket I had to get in again because lemon is the color right now for spring. And I just think it just looks so fresh. And it's just really, really cute. And then we paired it up with an ankle pant. And it's pull-on, ladies. So it's very comfortable. It's got pockets in the front and back. And what I love about this ankle pant, it's got little slits on the side. And for more of the petite women, they really like the ankle pant because with an ankle pant now, you don't have to hem. You know, and it just kind of hits right at the ankle. But I thought this paired up to look so cute and fun and festive and ready for Easter. And then we had to pair it up with the hat, you know. With the navy, just in case you're going on a little trip. A lot of people are going on trips right now, and hats are huge to take on a trip. Take a floppy hat so you don't get sunburnt on your head. So I just thought that this was such a cute outfit, and it looks so springy. And with the warmer temps coming up, I thought this is just fitting to bring.
Well, I like these bright colors now. I'm getting kind of tired of all the snow and gloom and doom and all that.
That's the one thing about spring that brings, it's like it's a new beginning. And I think anything when we wear brighter colors, it just makes us more cheerful. And ladies, you still can pair this up with your black pants too. I mean, you know, you can buy a fun festive yellow lemon colored jacket and you could still wear all your black underneath. I mean, you know, if people want to wear a black base, that's okay.
Right.
I mean, look at Monica. She's got a black base on. So I just think that that's just fun, festive. And again, going into spring, I'm just so surprised at all the colors that are coming in for spring. A lot of them are bright and then a lot of them are like your caramely brown. I wanted to speak to the ladies out there and the guys, on going into spring, I love that color. It's that medium brown color. It's kind of called fox. So it's like a butterscotchy brown color. And then there's some, like in that patch of that navy purse, it's like a deeper brown. I don't know. It's just, I remember I had my first boots were like that color in the 70s. I got a pair of boots and they were so cool because I love that color because it goes with everything. You could pair that up with black. You could pair it with denim. And I just happened to have that color in some fuzzy vests, some longer tops. And, yeah, that's cute, too.
You're saying now you got the brown boots. You can pair them up with black, right? Now, a lot of people talk about they don't think you can wear black and brown together.
Well, so that's real brown.
Let's cover that again.
Okay, so Maynard, that's a good point. That's a real brown. And I know this is, my son has said the same thing. Mom, it's okay to wear brown and black. Well, if it, you know, like you can wear a dark brown sweater and black pants, and then if your boots are paired up and it all kind of, you know, kind of blends in or matches, but that medium brown, it's just like your Cordovan. Back in the day, guys would wear these Cordovan shoes, more like a burgundy color.
Yeah, I remember those. I don't see those very often anymore.
No. And so those, oh, that dates me, doesn't it? Oh, my. So that color went with everything. So I'm thinking that medium brown, you know, goes with everything. Mm-hmm. Same way with this. This is a neutral going into the brown family. These are a neutral. These are what you would call like a dusty brown. I think it's called taupe. But these are so cute. They're lightweight tennis shoe. You can just slip them on and go.
And that's
look
the same
at that.
Same thing as you got
and
here.
And same
got
thing
a,
with that is navy.
Ariat. Well, it's the same brand as my boots.
Yes.
Amazing. Yeah.
Yes. I know. I get people that come in from the cities. See, you're styling, Maynard.
I guess.
I get people that come in from the cities and say, how do you carry them? And I'm like, I order them. It's just they're not that, they're not a cheap shoe, let's put it that way. But you get what you pay for, and you know as your boots, they're cushiony.
Yep.
Look at the arch
they're
support
comfortable.
In here.
Nothing worse than uncomfortable
oh
shoes either.
Oh, my gosh, no. And, you know, everybody knows that if a shoe fits me in my store, it must be good because they know I've had plantar fasciitis. They know I have a bunion. And these shoes work for me. So, and as you all know, I do have a wide selection of shoes, but what I'd like to reiterate, is that I can also order your size if I don't have it, if they still make it.
Okay.
And that's kind of a plus. Small business, we can order. Like, I'll have somebody come in and they say, oh, I love this shoe, Monica, can you order? Oh, you can't order that for me, can you? Oh, yeah, I can. You can? You know? It's just a good little service.
Right. Say back to that brown and black thing. Remember, you told me one time, I think if you're wearing brown boots and say darker blue and black pants, you should break it up with a little like a brown belt or something.
Correct.
Did I remember that correctly?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
So, okay.
Yep.
So you could just kind of mix it up a little bit.
You do good. Yeah. And you know what? You don't forget.
No, I don't. Well, look, I've got kind of a blue belt. There are khaki pants, brown boots,
you know,
and a kind of gray, grayish blue.
I like that. It's a neutral. It's good.
It
you did good.
Okay, thanks.
You got an A+, Maynard.
I'm just checking that out today.
Oh, my God. You did really, really good. So now back to the navy thing.
Yes.
I brought these ankle pants that have a plaid cuff, and they're stretchy denim. And by the way, ladies, don't ever buy denim anymore that doesn't have a little stretch in. Because if you have a little bit of stretch in there, not too much, it's just easier on the tummy when you sit to zip up and button. They fit better. They're just more comfortable. I always look at that once in a while if I go online, just because of before the markets were closed and now they're reopened. But I always make sure that there's a little bit of spandex in there because it just makes it more comfortable.
Right. And by the way, if you want to see those, I do have a picture of both those things you're talking about put on the Q92 Facebook page.
Oh, yes. So did you take a picture of the shoes, too?
I better get the shoe. I don't know if I got the shoes in there or not. Let's see, get back to my picture here and see here.
But anyway, I have that little denim jacket to go with it, and that has 3/4 sleeves, and you don't see that a lot. And as you know, at Monica's, I like to have unique things.
I got the shoes in the photo, too.
Oh,
so
perfect.
Check it
Thank
out.
You so much. So I like to have unique things at my store. It gives a reason to come in, not only to have a dark chocolate sea salt caramel and say hi to me, but it just gives you a reason to see new and different things. And right now, my store, it's starting to look up. I'm kind of rearranging and organizing, and it's always a process, but I've been working on it.
All right.
And then I had to pair it up, this little denim outfit with a printed top underneath that's silky and longer so you could still wear it with your leggings or a skinny jean. And then I brought a navy canvas purse that's from Repurposed Tents.
Yeah, cool little necklace there, kind of a silver and copper and bronze.
Yeah, you really are good. You notice that. And that necklace is what you'd call a three-tone necklace, and that just brings it all together. And that medium color, that bronzy color, that's kind of that color of that merchandise that I said have been coming in. Because, face it, it's not going to just go right to 80. I know we're going to hit 60s.
It could drop down to 30 or 20 again real quick.
But, you know, those fuzzy vests and cozier jackets, those are really in for spring because it's something you can transition into. And even cooler nights at the lake, you can put them on. So they can be used. So I think this is a good drum roll onto freight.
All right.
Onto freight.
Are we going to open this up then?
Please do. Let's open the freight and see what we got.
Yeah, I'm opening it.
It's tricky.
I seen you sneak in, Dick Newman.
Okay. Hi.
Dick Newman, he's kind of a fashionista.
Yeah, he is. He's got a cute little fashionista wife, too, just like you.
We should put him on here to talk about fashion a little bit.
So, here you go. These are super fantastic. They're great for travel. And I got them in because of my vacation room, too. You just pull them on. Every women's dream. You just pull on and go. And they're ankle. And they're stretchy. And look at those bling on there. Aren't those cute? You see little stones on the bottom?
Okay, we got that. We're going to put that on Facebook real quick here, too.
And see how well that would pair up with the yellow jacket and the navy and white top, too. If you're traveling, this would be a great, great outfit to mix and match with. Okay, what else we got, Maynard?
Well, let's open another one, shall we?
Yeah, let's open another one.
All right. Well, now that I figured out how to do it without totally destroying the bag or anything here, I think. All right. Where are we? No, I'm opening the wrong end.
It's kind of a slippery little bugger, isn't it?
It is. Well, this one is a little tougher here. The other one just opened right up, so I might have to get a little more.
I figured while you're opening it, I could say my store hours.
You can do that.
I'm open Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment. And I also have no problem making appointments if you want to shop alone with Monica and don't want to come in with the stores open. I do make appointments for people to come shopping. So just message me on Facebook or call my number.
Get a shot of that one too there.
Oh, this is really too cute. Look at all the stones on this one.
I see that.
So I happened to have had one on when I was, I don't know where I was with my hubby, getting him a new cell phone or something. And I had these on and the lady just, where did you ever get those? I'm like, at Monica's? Well, is that the lady that has it in half her house? I go, yep. That's me. Oh, that's so cool. It's so funny how you could be in a town down the road, and they may have heard of you, but, you know, life gets busy, and everyone's busy. So, you know, they don't know sometimes what is in the backyard.
Well, if anybody wants, we're kind of getting close to the end of the program here, Monica. But, again, you gave me your hours there, and if anybody has any
And I got some green in for St. Patty's Day, too, if you want to get a green star sweater or like a springier sheer robe to go over a black outfit. I was just going to talk a little bit about that. My vacation room is full. I'm remodeling that room right now with all the clothes that have come in. And right now, my vacation room is going to kind of get into my main room, too, with all my spring merchandise coming in. But we're still going to embrace a little bit more of winter, but the warmer temps this weekend, come on in and get a little fuzzy vest or a little fuzzy jacket and enjoy this wonderful weather.
Right. Well, like we said, it might not stay real warm, but so it's good to have that little jacket once in a while.
Yeah, and get something that's that caramely brown color.
All right.
You'll love it.
Sounds good. Well, Monica, appreciate you coming in. Always fun to chat with you on Fashion Easter Friday, and we'll see you again in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, and get better, Paul.
Yeah, get
and
well,
And thank
Paul.
You, Maynard.
That's Fashion Easter Friday with Monica Bothan, Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson, right here on Q92. It's 9:30.